The U.S. Justice Department has announced that it is handing out more than $118 million to American Indian and Alaska Native tribes and organizations. Several in Alaska are receiving some of that money. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
Tribal organizations in Alaska are getting over $13.2 million. The money is being used for a number of initiatives, including for alcohol and substance abuse, preventing violence against women, and tribal youth programs. The Bristol Bay Native Association is getting the largest grant award in Alaska at over $1.9 million. The CEO of BBNA is Ralph Anderson. He confirms the money will be used to help fund a handful of programs.
Our Violence Against Women program will be receiving funding under that granting program as well. We have received a couple of, I believe it's village public safety officers positions through that grant. We'll also be undertaking tribal courts training program or developing a program through that grant as well.
Anderson reported that there are a number of tribes active in the tribal court process, including the Chogyang tribe in Dillingham and the Togiak Traditional Council.
What we're hoping to do is to expand the tribal court opportunities to as many tribes as we can. And we see this as one way of, or an opportunity to at least begin getting tribes and or assisting tribes to get their tribal court systems in place.
The new grants to American Indian and Alaska Native tribal organizations is part of the Justice Department's new streamlined grant application system for federal funding. The Coordinated Tribal Assistance Solicitation basically allows tribal organizations to file a single application for existing grant programs administered by the Justice Department's Office of Justice Programs, Community-Oriented Policing Services, and the Office of Violence Against Women. Anderson is pleased the Justice Department has tried to simplify things for tribal organizations like BBNA.
It's the first year for us, for BBNA. We missed the opportunity previously because we just weren't aware of it.
The $1.9 million in grant funding for BBNA is a big boost for the organization, but Anderson says perhaps more important is the boost the money will provide for the Bristol Bay region.
Also pleased about $1.9 million dollars coming into our region, especially during, if you consider and look at the national picture where budget deficits and debt ceilings and those kinds of things are really are front and center with the high unemployment rate nationally up around 9%. I'm just pleased that we're able to bring in nearly $2 million to help in our local economy.
Other tribal organizations receiving funding from the Justice Department includes the Alaska Native Justice Center, which is getting $490,000, and the Association of Village Council Presidents, which is getting over $1.2 million. Additionally, the Kwikluk IRA Council is getting over $383,000, and the Native Village of Nulato is getting over $954,000. All told, over $118 million is going to nearly 150 American Indian and Alaska Native organizations across the country. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.